Today I will try to answer a central question which is always bothering the people, and we are working together, for example, last Elul, or throughout the year, whenever I have a bad mood and tell you that you don't have to have goals, and you go without having sheifis. So then the people all get nervous, say all kind of argumentation that is not shayach. So I want today think together what is in the background of this discussion. And we will see that there is hidden, I only saw it now, but there is hidden in front of our eyes one of the central problems of chinuch in Torah. It was like this. 40 years ago, I was sitting by the Mashgiach, and he told me over pshat, or what we heard, what is the point that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried mul beis Peor. That's not such a honorable place to be, you know. Beis Peor is the most terrible Avodah Zarah in the world, you know. And just Moshe Rabbeinu had this covet that he had a buying place just mul beis Peor. What is that? So Rashi says, lechaper amayis Peor. That means that Torah, or Moshe Rabbeinu, is the opposite pole, the opposite extreme of beis Peor. So what is that? The beis Peor, or Avodah Zarah shel Peor, that's Avodah Zarah of pessimism. Everything turns over into dirt. Everything will be in the end a piece of dust. Nothing will come out of anything. That's what Baal Peor was. That's why people did what they did by the Baal Peor, and that was expressing this pessimism that nothing will come out. Torah, all of Torah is optimism. All of Torah is optimism. And that is Moshe Rabbeinu is buried just on the opposite end of Beis Peor, because Torah is optimism. Okay? So I heard that 40 years ago, and most probably I heard that the same way you hear it now. It means optimism, you know. That's what Torah is, you know. I'm optimistic, we'll be okay, you know, thumbs up. That's what Torah is. So that is unbelievable, superficial, the way I understood it then. But today I think it's much more to it. There is a deep thing going on in Torah, which is called Torah puts you on your optimism. The thing is that Torah, the whole point of Avodah is that you work towards an end which you can't fathom. You can't know what will be there. Yeah? Because not one person in the world is able to have the dinyan of what does it mean, eternal life. Tchias amazing. But it says that every single mitzvah you are mekayim is leading to tchias amazing. Every single mitzvah. So every single avodah you do has a end product of that avodah which is far beyond what you could imagine in your nowadays perspective. Yeah? Far beyond. And that is the klal of avodah. The klal of avodah in Torah is that you want to do work and there will be an outcome, for sure. But this outcome is a thing which you can't fathom now. But what? You are optimistic. This is the inner core of the optimism of Torah. The optimism of Torah is much deeper than it will be okay. No. There will be something coming out of all of your avodah which is way beyond what you can imagine. That is what the optimism in Torah is about. And this is what is lacking when you are going for a goal or you're going for sheifas. Because you can have sheifas only towards an end which is desirable now. from your now perspective, you are telling yourself that is a thing which should come out from this avoider. It didn't yet come out because I am lacking the time, I am lacking the effort, I am lacking the investment, I have to make a better investment, but I want to reach that end, which obviously is desirable now from that investment of work. So this is not Torah. No. This is not Torah. This attitude is not Torah. And we are suffering from that. We are suffering that we are willing to invest only in a thing where the end looks like good now. And that's what we call she'ifas. Yeah? We call she'ifas that that's a thing which obviously should come out from this work, but it didn't come out yet. So we are she'ifas that that should come out because that has to come out from this work. And this is against Torah. No, this is the wrong way to go. Because Torah wants to lead you towards an end which is not imaginable, way beyond. And this we are losing. We are losing in our chinuch. Because when we are mechanech, we are all mechanech in yeshiva towards that thing that we want that the bochim should be able to see that what will come out from this work which they do, that's a thing which is desirable now. That means when you are listening well, the way people lead the yeshiva, there's no chinuch going on there in that sense. There's no chinuch. Because it's all catered towards what the bocher will be willing to accept that that is good for him. Yeah? Only doesn't hold there yet, but he can reach it. No. Torah chinuch is that you enter a chinuch institution and you flat out think that what's happening there is crazy. That's what Rabbi Yochum thought when he went to Kelm. Rabbi Yochum said, when I went to Kelm, I thought that the altar is just crazy, insane, not normal, because that's not the way you behave, the way they behaved in Kelm. But after a year and a half, he saw, no, they are right and the world is crazy. That's what Torah Chinuch is. But that is not the she'ifa. When Rabbi Yochum entered Kelm, he did not have a she'ifa to be like the altar. Because he thought the altar is crazy. Clear? Clear, very clear, very clear. Now you see this dirt of she'ifas, this idiotic thing of setting goals. Do you see that? And what is your argument? Your argument is like this. But in business you also need a goal. But you learn in yeshiva, you don't go to business, chas v'shalom. But business you need a goal. But you learn in yeshiva, don't go to business. Are you idiotic? You think Torah is business? Your emunah left you? The Borei Olam isn't there? Torah isn't there? Hashkocha isn't there? Nothing there? Gurnished? It's a play business Torah. That's an argument. You can bring that as an argument. Yes, you bring it. But in business also you need a plan. You need a plan. And in Shas, it's stank, you see? They steig tremendously. They fall down directly in Gehenna. That's called chinuch. This is chinuch. That you have something which is now desirable and you go for it. Oh, yeah, that's good. I am steiging. I am an unteuerdige person. Huh? Or you say, another thing, you say, when you are in the army, when you don't want to be a general, you won't be a katzin. But you don't go to the army. Chas v'shalom. You make Afghana, not go to the army. So suddenly, Torah is like the army. Are you insane? Torah is like an army? Torah is like a business? Torah is optimism. But optimism which is way beyond what you can imagine. When you do the work, when you do work, something will come out. What will come out? I can't know. I can't know. But when you do work, something will come out. And this is what everyone is opposing. He's opposed to that. Everyone. Because what we were when we spoke in Elul, and then we said, you have to work out your problems, and you see that something is schwer, and you work for it, and everyone had, but there's no plan. How can you work in such an anarchic way, you know? It's just anarchism. You want this, and wants that, and here this, and then you are dealing with your problems, but where is the plan? Where is the clarity? Where is this well-defined development from the beginning? You are pessimistic. You are about Peirnik. No, Keire is optimism. When you will do your work, something will come out. What will come out? I can't know. I am not able to know. No one is able to know. But something will come out. Because that's what Avoda is. Olam Haba is not mentioned in Keire. Schar Mitzvah is not mentioned in Keire. All the ends of Avoda is not mentioned. And that began from the very beginning in the parasha, you know. Is it even Noach or Avraham, Yitzchak, Yankov, David HaMelech? They all made work and it did not come out. Didn't come out. Did not. And Avraham Avinu didn't know how this Klal Yisrael will look like. There was a time when he thought that even without Yitzchak, things will work, you know? Because Haleilu Loilo, what shall I do? I'm going. What will be? Weitzichnish. And then you go for Sheifas, huh? Sheifas, don't you see you have to come out? Don't you see it's all wrong? It's all one big mental retarded myth. No! Torah is much bigger. Torah is much bigger. Torah brings you to an end which you can't know from the beginning. You can't know that. But that's our emunah. That's our optimism. That something will come out. Yeah, and we lost that. No one will enter a chinuch institution for that. I was able to do that not only because as an answer for the Elul. I was able to do that because a keil I have. You know, I have a keil. And there they are younger light. They learn together. And they learn very well. There was no problem of us mother and no problem of anything. But there was a problem by me. There was a problem that there were a few of them which they worked in a very comfortable way for them. Yeah? There was someone which was thinking in a certain way, you know, and he had a Ravusha which thought just in the way which is making it the whole picture. How they got a mashlim, you know? Compliment, yeah. It makes, yeah. It compliments it, yeah. It goes, it's the other side. So the one thought like straight, you know, like a arrow, and the other one was thinking like he was marchiv everything. Gewaltige chavrusa. That's for them, not for me. No, I think you have to work more. And the one which thinks like this in a very nice way, he has to learn how to be strong and how to work like an arrow. And the other one which works like an arrow, he has to have someone which gives him pach in his teeth, you know? Not someone which accepts and says, you're gewaldig and we can't be marked. I think, no. So I have 10 people, I have 23 our younger light. 10 of them, I told them, you'll learn with another chavrusa. And this was not a question and a suggestion and perhaps you will be masking. No. This was a decision of me. And they had to do it. I tried to explain that, you know, I tried to explain why I think it's better, but I told them that. So when I said it over to my son-in-laws or to people I know, they say, are you crazy? Are you crazy? Do that in the keil, they will escape. They'll run away. You will have no keil left. The young light will go. I have a keil which all of the young lights stay. And I make them work, you know. Why? Because not because I know what will come out. I only know that when you will work, that what Torah wants. What will be the outcome? Ach weiß nicht. Ani lo yodei ma yeh. I don't know. But there is work done. And Junge Leit want to do that. Yeah? But today not. Today, most of the Junge Leit, they want to have a thing which is now perceivable good for them. You know? It's comfortable. It's good. You do work, you learn a lot. But you learn according, and then you say, Ein Odom Loimit Efo Hegel Ella Hegel Chili Bechovitz. That's right. That's what people say. And they don't understand that. They only learn Ksuvis. Then you, Liber Chofetz is not ganz daf tes somot aluf. That's too much. But the Sveksveikam is Hapech, plus the beginning of a Kaisel of Pere Peres, plus the Balchayv Meuchel Kimmich Gova Gova. That's my favorite in Ksuvis. So my Ksuvis, Eichet Shri Bechofetz, it's just existing of three Amudim in Ksuvis. Eilo Eichet Shri Bechofetz, that's good, that's the Pshat in Chazal. Yes? No. So what's the Pshat in Chazal? I don't know. But you, for sure not. Was willst du von mir? That's an argument. Eilo Eichet Shri Bechofetz, you don't have to work. You don't have to work like a madman. You have to work, for sure. So what will be from that? I don't know. But when you do work, something comes out. That was once the simplest thing in Chinuch. A very simple thing in Chinuch. For sure, you go into a Chinuch institution, there you are measuring up towards a demand which you do not know why you are demanding that exactly. You do not know, and it doesn't look like it's good for you now. But that work will bring to something. To what? I don't know either. This is the mistake you make. People think, the mechanech is so big that he knows from the beginning what will be. No. He only knows that you are too comfortable. Or you do a work the wrong way around. And the mechanech will tell you, do it a different way around. So what will be? I don't know. But when you do work in a real way, something will come out. Why? Because I am optimistic. Because that what Torah was mechanech me to. That you are optimistic. You are optimistic that when you do the work, something comes out. Yeah? And we are all pessimistic. And it was never clear for me, you know, only to show you how that is, how far that goes, how wrong that is. That we are only shoyef to a thing which is perceivable, desirable. I said once a shmuz like a hartza'ah on Chol HaMoed somewhere, and there I have a kick out of that, you know that. So I said also agav, it was only agav. I said agav, you don't have to have sheifas, and that's not so good, sheifas. So I like to do that only because I love to make people nervous. That's my hobby. So someone really got nervous after the shmuz. Someone comes to me, he has a nice white beard, nice white shane, about a Hamburg. He's my age, perhaps a little bit younger, but the beard is much nicer, much more white, really all through white, silver, shane. As a shane board and a Hamburg and a nice frack and shane. I don't even know what it is. And he says, we were nischanach in yeshivas that we have to have sheifas. So we have to have sheifas. That was a little bit difficult. That's difficult for me to accept that we don't have sheifas. Have to have sheifas like Rav Shach, to be like Rav Shach. That's what he always says, like Rav Shach. So I didn't know how old he is. I didn't know what he is. Then I turn into a little bit I am a little bit more Zahir, you know. So I said, yeah, come Zayin, of course, it could be, you know, no. And then he went away. And then someone told me, he's a Rebbe in Mechine. Okay, Rebbe in Mechine, ganz gut. But 2 days later, I heard, he's a Rebbe in Mechina's Gan. That means he teaches children which finished Gan Yeladim before they enter Kita Aleph. So I have nothing against that. I myself did that once. Yeah, with a frak. I was dealing with a cheder, because I hold of children, and I want to be educating children. But when someone, age 60, is a Rebbe in Mechina's Gan, and he still has a sheifa to be like Rav Shach, that is insane. There is something wrong there. Something went awkward. Huh? There is something wrong. What went wrong? What went wrong is exactly that. He can't fathom that there is an other end than the perceivable end from learning. When you learn, and you learn well, what is the outcome of learning well? When you are now sitting here and think, when someone learns well the whole life, what comes out? Rav Shach, Poshet. So maybe the Shifa is that. This is the distortion of Torah. That's a distorted thing. No. For sure something comes out. But not what you think has to come out. But for sure something will be. But not, you can't know because you learn, and then that has to be the end product, like Rav Shach, because that comes out from learning. You can't know what comes out from your learning. You have to learn, and you have to learn hard. But what will be the end product? You can't know. You will not know. But there will be something, because we are optimistic. So this is like, it is like a distortion. This is a very tragic thing. I never understood in my life, how is it that you can worship pessimism? How can you worship pessimism? How can you do that? Baal Paul was a worship. Yeah? How can you worship pessimism? But now I think I know what that means. You have to get up. I don't know, the Americans are too, I don't know. But you have to get up and you look into the mirror. And then someone looks at you. That's right. And then you think, what will be with that guy? And then you think, yeah, he'll be a Rosh Hashiva. But then you think more, but that all these which look in the mirror will be Rosh Yeshivas, there won't be a place for avocado left in Eretz Yisrael, because there will be too many yeshivas, and there will not be place for anything, you know? So that can't be. So inside in your heart, you are deeply pessimistic that you will be a Rosh Yeshiva. And you still go for that. You are worshipping Baal Peor. You see? That's what you do. You are worshipping full-blown Baal Peor. You are worshipping something you are way a long time ago Jewish from it. But you still worship it. You still go for it. That's what you do. Huh? That's what Torah wants. Torah wants you that you should go for a thing you are pessimistic about. Yeah? No. No. Torah doesn't want that. What will be? I can't know. I'm not shaykh to know. Because that's way beyond what I can fathom. The same thing as Olam Habo, way beyond what you could think. That is the inner core of Torah education. Now we have to be careful in understanding right. For sure, there are two things which need to be. We'll speak about that further next time too. But there are two things which need to be in place. In order to do that, first you have to do avodah, you have to work. And now that could be that there are people which only do work when they have a goal. But the point is not reaching the goal, but it could be that you do work only practically when there is a goal. I know people, the biggest lamdonim in Mir Yeshiva were people which are learned without any goal at all. Well, he is called, his name is Reb Mendel Attig. I know him personally very well. Reb Mendel Attig simply had a good chavrusa, Rabbi Moshe Shialando, and he was sitting in Mir Yeshiva on the left side next to the window, and there he was sitting for years and years. What did he do? He didn't have any goal to finish any mesechta. Only he was reading an omit, and that's what you do. That's not a goal. He didn't understand. So he tried to understand it. And he tried to understand it deeply. And when he finished the omit, you turn the page, magically there's another omit there. So now he tried to understand the next omit. And he tried to understand it, till he understood it, and then there is another omit. And he went the other omit, and that's the way he learned. The whole Shas, Kolel, Kalim, Mikvoes, everything, Chale, Dmai, whatever, Yodayim, all these things. But you simply, you know, there are 20 volumes, and there are a lot of pages there. So he simply turned the page. And that's what he did. He turned out to be the biggest Talmid Chochem. By far, the biggest Talmid Chochem in Mir Yeshiva. By far. Yeah? The biggest Talmid Chochem. There was no goal there. There are people which work enormously without goals. There are people which they can't learn without the goal. That could be. I'm not sure whether you can go easily for that. But like that could be. So Bakasha put the goal. But the point is not reaching it. When you have a goal to finish the Masechta, yeah? Let's say a Masechta, what do you learn now? Four months ago? Oh, wow. So it's 170 and something pages. So you have a goal to finish that. So what do? You try to learn it, and then come, there are difficult talking also towards the end. Get poshet, this miskin poshet, It's nicht kein poshete get und nicht kein poshete perek. Yeah? So there are difficult things, arves in the end, and to get poshut, and alcohol, chasim, shtar, all different kind of difficulties towards the end. In the middle, also not so easy, you know. And chesek abasabatim, yeah, that's more yeshivish. So you learn that thing from the beginning to the end. And now you reach the end. What do? Baruch Hashem, I make a siyum fleishik. That's what you do. That's right. And you, I ask you, was it difficult? Yeah, it was difficult. When was it difficult? Yeah, in the middle it was difficult, but Baruch Hashem, I came over the difficulties. So what's the end? I finished for a basra. Oh, you're an idiot. These difficulties on the way, they are gold mines, which there perhaps is your growth. There is what will come out from your work. Not the finishing the Masechta. The finished Masechta could be a side product. You gotta also finish the Masechta. Because without this goal of finishing the Masechta, you wouldn't work hard. That can be Bakasha, you can do whatever you want. But that, what comes out, you can't say in the beginning what will be the end of your work. In the end, I'll know Baba Basra. And today, everyone does that. Everyone. Today, that's what you do. But we will speak next time about that. Today, people are deeply in the sphere of the system. That it doesn't do anything anymore, you know? Because what do you want? I want to finish this, I want to finish that. And then, in order that you should finish it, you go for prinus. That's right, you learn la'alocha. It's a good thing you learn la'alocha. But it's not what yeshivas wanted. I know for 40 years ago, when someone went to the Rabbanut to take a prina in Mir Yeshiva, so... Interesting. How is it there? Are they learned there too? Interesting. Do you learn the Gemara's too, or only two ways? It was all inquiry. It wasn't clear. What do they do there? Today, that's what the younger man does when he wants to stay in. That's what he does. Takes a prina. That's right. Takes a prina from the Rabbanut. Salman Achemi Goldberg, that's too easy. But you gave for the Rabbanut the prina. And then that's called steigen. That's right. Steigener Weg. You know? That means you have an end which is very perceivable in the beginning. That in the end you get a nice paper which says, Avar ba'atzlacha dem Rabbanut, test of Rabbanut, on Isser v'heter. Boom. Ah, meuredig. That's it. Reach where I have to reach. And you call that steigen, and you call that chinuch torani, and it's all against teure. Clear? That's what it is. No optimism. No optimism. Only well-defined goals on the way. Like business. Nachon, Torah is a business. You get paid very well once in a while in such places, you know. Good business. Torah is a good business. Nothing to say. A very good business. But not Torah. No. Torah has an outcome which is not predictable. Impredictable. You can't know what will come out from that. Yeah? So, but that be'etzem needs, there is two things. You need to work, and it could be that when you have a plan, then you work. I know people which worked hard and were really developing in all of the areas without plan. Because that's what the Torah is. You can't say, no, my goal is every day to understand the daf. You don't have a goal to put on tefillin. Have a goal 7 times. Ah. 5, 6, or 7, reach the goal. Mr. Meshuggah, no, that's what you do. When you have a blot in front of you, you have to understand it. That's not the goal, that's what the blot demands, you know, it's a text. As long as you didn't understand it, the text is not finished for you. That's not the goal, yeah? So, the people work like this. So perhaps you need a goal. But then, the point is not reaching the goal. The point is that you should grow in a way which is unpredictable. And the point is the mechanech also doesn't know. But there is an intrinsic need for that you have a shaychus with a person which you feel understands you. And this is a thing which today you are very lucky when you have a person which is a little bit older than you, which you feel that he understands you. He knows you. He knows your way of thinking, and he knows your character, that you are very lucky. But most of the in the light today don't have it. Today yeshivas are one big place of enabling learning, but no chinuch. You can't know a bocher when he's a part of a shir aleph, which has 220 bocher. It's not shayach. Suppose no child, you can't. Yeah? And knowing a person is a very difficult thing. Because, you know, these people, when you have a sugya, you begin from the beginning, you know. Okay, you say Hezekiah with the Rosh here, you know. So when you have a muskel reaching the Hezekiah, most probably it's wrong. And when you think your musculation is right, then you can't learn. Yeah, your musculation most probably is wrong. And by a bocher, I have 200 bocher in my shir. And now I have a bocher, I have a chob marois, I have something by the bocher. I will feel so lucky that I understand that bocher, I won't feel any urge to think again. That's right? You don't know these people who just say, ah, I know your smile. And I have Chochmas Aparzuf, I know you exactly. You don't know these people, you know you in a minute, and you believe them? Yeah, it could be that we are so low that we even believe them, you know? That even you have no self-confidence at all. You think really the other one can't understand you in a minute, you know? No, a Bocher needs a Muskel Sheni, and perhaps a Muskel Slishi and a Muskel Ravi. That's the way Rabbi Yeruchem. But today you have such a mass of people, it's not Shayach. The Mashgiach, Rav Volbe, was understanding something from Chinuch. And he understood something of people. His yeshiva in Beryankiv had only 110 beds. That's it. Not 110 in one in a shir. 110 altogether. No more. There was no possibility to be more. Yeah? And there was no place in town you could hire a dira. Because Beryankiv was a very dangerous place. When you would hire a dira in Beryankiv, you would come by night home and the dira would be empty. Empty altogether, yeah? Yeah, for sure. That was no place to stay. You only were able to stay in yeshiva. And there were only 110 bochim because the Mashiach said, I will not be able to deal more with 110 people, you know? I can't. Today, achshur dorah, you know? You deal with 500, with 1,000, with 6,000, with whatever you want, you know? You deal with mass of people. And then you can't demand anything. Because why should you listen to me when I tell you you have to work in some way? Because you are positive that I don't know you. You know that I don't know you. So why should you listen to me? That happened in the Keil. As far, I'm not the Mechanech, but as far as something happened in the Keil was exactly that. It was that the young elite, they were confident that I think about them. Because once in a while, I told them what I think about them. And then they were all surprised, you know. I don't know, I think you think like this. That's the way your thinking process works, and that's why it would be better for you to do it in this way. And they'll go, where do you know from? Yeah, because I learned with him Mesillas Yesharim. So when you learn with someone Mesillas Yesharim and have a good ear, then you understand exactly the way he thinks, you know? So I understand the way he thinks, the way he approaches a problem. So I spoke with him about that. And then he was very happy that someone thinks about him. Someone knows him. So when I came with this decision that you will learn with another person, he didn't make a rebellion. No, he did not make a rebellion altogether. He was confident that there is a point which I want his good. I want that he should strike. In which area? In that area. What will come out? Ich weiß nicht. Ani lo yodea. But I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic that something will come out. So this is a whole dimension which in our days is going to vanish. And then when that will be vanished, then we can close the thing. Then Chinuch of Torah is gone. Yeah? Then we really turn over into a business. Then we can make good business. We'll pay a lot of money, and we'll have good kailalim, and everyone will take a test. Just imagine. I would give you a test in midas. You can also study in learning, and in the yechidus in learning, but say midas, you know? May you test in midas. And in the end it will say, plainly, was giving a, you know, like a beginner from the Rabbanut. So I'll be the Rabbanut. I'll buy a nice stamp which comes out of the paper, you know, and I will make myself to have a nice signature. I don't have one like this, but I will learn it. So a nice signature and some red thing there, and in the end you can frame it, and it says, he was Oymet in the Nisoyen of Savlonis. And I'll make the Nisoyen of Savlonis like Hillel, you know. A for Hillel, Erev Shabbos, or something unprepared. And you will be Oymet in the Nisoyen, and I'll bring you a nice thing. You're joining the job? You're joining? Why not? Because it's nonsense. Because the growth in your personality is unpredictable and it depends. When you have a problem with Sablonis, work on Sablonis. But we have no problem in Sablonis. You know, you never blow up on your wife. Most probably, you have to work on self-confidence. But you are so low that you even don't blow up on your wife, you know. So then you have to work on self-confidence. But you have to do something with yourself. Depends where, you know. From this side or from that side, you have to do something with yourself. Wherever. But it depends on you. There is no clear beginning, no clear end in all this avoidance. In theory, the same thing. But we are optimistic that when we work, something will come out. You see, that is what the Mashkiach said in Baal Paul. And that is the answer on all these questions that came. But there is no plan. And there is no structure. And there is no goal. And there is no this. And there is another. Like in business. What will be with the business? It's not business. It's optimism. It's emunah. And when you think over, that was by Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim like this. Avraham Avinu was like this. All of the David HaMelech. We'll speak about that next time, perhaps. I don't know whether one of us wants to be David HaMelech, you know. Your son wants to kill you. Your own son wants to kill you, you know. And you are a metzoyre on the way, you know, a little bit doichet. You know? A bissel a metzoyre, a bissel a killing, and a bissel a... It's a ganz geschmacke Leben, you know. No, you are Noim Zmiras Yisrael. You are Libam Shel Yisrael. And you are the Tachlis of the world. Huh? What comes out from Avodah we can't know. Unable. That's what Torah wants. So we have to give that back to ourselves. That we are optimistic people and we work. And we do work. But what will be from that work, we can't know. Only we are optimistic that there will be something big coming out of this work.